Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue, alongside of me is Mr. Joe Grande, and you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show on the planet.
That's right, my brother. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast all around the world. And make sure you guys check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com. There are so many great articles and blogs on the site for you to enjoy and learn from. And if you ever got a cell phone around you, you want to call us up and you're high and you want to, like, you know, send a little message.
Mumble on.
Go, you know what, you guys, I just want to tell you whatever it is. 1-800-420-1980. And check us out on YouTube, IG. And if you're on the YouTube, make sure you like, follow, subscribe at Cannabis Talk 101. My brother, yes, from another mother sitting right next to me, Blue, is at the number one. Christopher writes, you could always catch me on the gram at Joe Grande 52. And I'll tell you, my posts are looking sexy.
Oh, you're
sexier.
Looking good over there.
Is that you? I mean, I'm not looking as good as you, but I'm not trying.
B.I.G.?
That is, yeah. But you know what I mean? You right now, there looking so fly, though. Go back to Blue's real quick on that suit you got, please. Go back to Blue on the back. That one right there is like a takeover. Oh, that's your birthday one. Yeah, that was a good part. It just looks so strong. I feel like, who's this?
I thought you meant the other photo. I look better on the other one.
But that, I like that one. You're a little thicker.
Go to the next photo.
See, I don't like you too thin. This is too thin for me.
Is it?
I feel like that's young Blue. Like, you might as well be bald pelon style.
I like being young Blue.
I know. I'm just saying. Well, bottom line, folks, if you want to turn your typical into something special when it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Make sure you check out the website, LoranOils.com. Yeah. Ironically, dog, we just had a company that was on here with edibles in the past.
Yeah.
And they were using Loran Oils.
Halo.
Shout out to Halo. And they were doing it. Thank you for mentioning it. Yeah. And they didn't bring it across state, so we couldn't tell you how good they were, but he told us they were. I sure do, too. Can't you bring personal across state like that, right?
You can do whatever 500 you want, bags? Bro.
Exactly.
You can do whatever you want. It
really is. We kidding.
What kind of question?
Speaking of doing whatever you want, you can kind of do whatever you want around this type of party environment that we're about to get into right now. Blue, using that term, you can do whatever you want. Because right here, folks, on the platform, we got one of the few driving forces behind a cannabis entity that caters to creativity people out there. All you music lovers and believers in the power of cannabis. Besides us today is a beautiful young lady by the name of Elaine Sung. She's the Senior Director of Marketing and Operations at Rainbow World. She is doing her thing over there, a premium cannabis line that has been single-handedly merging the electronic dance music scene and the modern-day cannabis culture into the organic experience that is a bottom line inclusive for all the ravers across the land and the OG ones like myself that, you know, aren't your young ravers, but you better, I want to be free. It feels good. You know what I mean? I take it back to that. And if you don't know that, you better ask somebody. Rainbow World's collaboration with the event promoters and big old record labels like Insomniac. You guys, if you don't know this and you're like listening, just going, I like listening to you guys' show, just Google these people, RNBW Worlds and like Insomniac, and it's an extensive network of operators and people that they work with are insane partnerships and collabs, like some of the hottest DJs in the game, including Maybe you haven't heard of them. I'm not going to lie. I haven't had to get laced up, but I know these are the big ones. Nightmare, Slushy, Armor Hammer, Flostradamus, J-Warrior, Midas, Midas. What is it?
Midas.
Midas. And then, and you got to fuck with my girl DJ Misfits in the mix over here, because we got Amy, a.k.a. DJ Misfits, who I just happened to peep on the podcast the other night because Daniel sent me the link. And I watched you, girlfriend. I don't know if you know that.
Well, thank you.
When they talked
that.
About Daniel being there, going there, and I was on the podcast saying, I'm going to pull up with 40 Bulldogs to Fresno because you're DJing in Fresno.
Yeah.
Shout it out.
Bakersfield, whatever. Yeah. It'll be my first time going out there. I didn't know that they raved out there, but I'm excited to bring the beats.
See that? So our very own DJ Misfits is going to be out there. She'll be on the show with us as she brought this whole rainbow to us today. And I love it. And I can't wait to get into the head of this. Check out the website. It's Rainbow World, RNBW.WORLD, and follow them on IG. Same thing right there with the dot in between to go deeper into the whole premium cannabis flower and the vaporizers and what they're doing, as we're going to talk about them right now. But it's a part of that culture. And the culture is the Electric Daisy Carnival culture, right? You heard of EDC going down May 17th, 18th, and 19th in Las Vegas at the Motor Speedway. You ever been to it?
At the Motor Speedway?
No, the
Electric
EDC.
Daisy?
No. Yeah. Me neither. Yeah. Insomniac.com.
Actually, I take that back. When they were way back, yes, when it was in L.A. Yeah.
Okay.
When it was in L.A. Okay. I mean, it goes like way back. I mean, like, I haven't been to the new ones that are like out in the desert that are supposed to be amazing. But like, they had them at like all over the place in L.A.
Well, if you're ready to go, I think Daniel's big, ready to take us. Bottom line, Insomniac.com or Las Vegas. ElectricDaisyCarnival.com. If you're lucky, you might even see our very own Whatever You Need D out there acting a fool on some bean and some Michelob's, boy, getting his rainbow at the Boss Pod over there, dancing it and sweating all over everybody. Anyhow, without further ado, don't talk about him. Let's talk about Elaine Sung. Welcome, Elaine Sung, to the show, you guys. Senior Director of Marketing and Operations at Rainbow World.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me and for giving me this opportunity to talk about Rainbow. It's so special.
Well, we want to talk about Rainbow.
That ring right
and,
there,
and
girl.
We want to talk. Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at you. Thing, locked
that,
up.
That
I like
rock
that.
Is damn.
What I like, though, Elaine, is you work for an entity that is so well respected in a culture that is widely worldly loved. And it's like so dope that you guys tapped into that, right? It's hard to do. Like, nobody could just, like, everybody would want to do that, right? Like, who are we kidding? So talk about this company and how they did that and how are they able to pull that off? Like, who were the inspirations of, like, you got to have some inside plugs, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. So Rainbow was founded in 2021, so we were still fairly new. The whole idea and ethos of the company, as you can see by the name Rainbow, it's all-encompassing. And really, although we're a cannabis brand, I like to say we're more so a lifestyle brand that's at the intersection of cannabis and music. So we were so blessed to enter a partnership with Insomniac, and it just made perfect sense because, you know, the way we see it, it's music and cannabis really, they're one. You know, whether you're at a festival or a rave or a concert or at your homie's house listening to music.
Or going to church. I'm not kidding. It's inevitable. I mean, why not?
There is always weed. And so it was just the perfect marriage. And, you know, for us, Rainbow, our main initiative is that we want to be able to have on-site sales and consumption at these festivals to be able to have that as part of the overall experience.
Sure.
And so when we entered this partnership with Insomniac, like you said, that was truly the plug. It just really opened the doors for us to be able to, one, break into the EDM space, which I feel like most people, you know, when you think about music and weed, you naturally, of course, you assume hip hop.
Sure.
You know, that's where a lot of the culture comes from. But you'd be surprised. I can tell you from the time I've been at Rainbow and all the artists that I've worked with.
Everybody smokes weed.
Yes.
You know what?
Everybody
though,
smokes weed.
Elaine, let's you know what's so funny, though? Did you go hip hop when you were describing it to me right now? Like, I totally see where you took me.
Yeah.
But when you were talking to me and you were saying EC, when you think cannabis, I just think everybody, because I immediately, and I'm not even a country guy, I went to Stagecoach in my head because I think it's coming up, or maybe I seen a commercial of, how many people that go to Stagecoach that smoke, right? That it's, to me, I think it's just as even as a hip-hop yeah. show, if not more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, my point is that if I think it's just as even, if not more, it's mm-hmm. not less.
Well, I would just say it's across the board. It's just, you know, what people like, right? I think there's just a lot of people exploring to find that energy, that life to escape and have a good time. And, you know, and it looks like Rainbow's here to make him do that, right? So let's talk about the thought process of, how'd you guys come up with the R&B, BW? Because I love how it just, it looks like, it no looks vowels. Rainbow.
Dog, the four letters look like it says rainbow. Maybe it's both of our dyslexia kicking in, but I feel what you're saying.
No,
like,
it
I
is.
Feel like, oh, that's just rainbow.
It's made it easy for you.
Yeah.
But it's so weird because it looks like it says rainbow.
It does. Yeah. It does say rainbow. And
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
a few people that probably look at it and go, you know, R&BW, but it just says rainbow to me, and it's so catchy, and I like it. So how did that come up? Do you know?
Yeah, so this, I mean, I kind of touched upon it, but the story behind it, like, again, rainbow, it's all-encompassing. It's all, you know, all colors, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a full spectrum.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like the driving force behind, like, the entire brand ethos is, like, we want to create a brand that can relate to anybody.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't matter like where you come from, who you are, like cannabis is here for you. And, you know, it can connect to anyone from any culture.
And four letters.
Yes.
I mean, that to me is not only special, Blue.
Do you guys have rnbw.com?
We have rnbw.world.
World. That's their website.
Yeah. Rainbow World.
And even when I looked at that and I even said it too, like I had to call Daniel to come sit down. I go, Daniel, come here. And he comes to the office. I go, This is what it said. This is it, right? He's like, yeah, wait, cool. Wow, this is pretty interesting.
It's huge.
Yeah. And it looks like I knew Rainbow World was coming in, right? Because everyone was talking about it. Yeah. I mean, I'm out of the demo now. Who are we kidding, right? But I was like, okay, cool. And when I see the packaging, it says Rainbow to me.
It does.
And I laugh, everybody, because it really says RNBW.
Yeah.
Oh, you just thought it said rainbow the whole time. You didn't know.
No, I knew, but my eyes see it as well as going, fuck, I see both.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy that I see both. I don't understand it.
I love it.
I love it, too. It's very creative, artistic, and it's just simple. And it doesn't even make sense how we're saying that and how it even looks like that.
When did the brand get debuted? When did you guys launch?
The brand debuted October 2021, actually at EDC. So this was right after coming out of the pandemic.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
We talked about that on the show, I think.
And then we launched. We had a huge activation at EDC. Yeah. So for some of you listeners that were actually there, you probably recognize us. We had like a giant hand that was holding a joint that was lit up. We had our big rainbow letters and seating all around for people to just relax and connect with one another.
How sick.
Unfortunately, no weed. On site.
Oh, but none that you didn't.
Not yet.
That you didn't provide yet.
Yes.
But it was there. I'm sure it was there, right? They were just under there smoking anyways, right? So, you know, with that being said, you know, I mean, are you guys looking to just be in that market specifically? Or are you guys going to obviously get outside of that? Are you guys currently in stores? You know, what kind of stores are you guys in right now? Are you just starting? So you're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are in stores and we have been since we launched. I would say we've got a stronger focus here in Southern California. Let's say some of our biggest partners that we work with is The Artistry.
Yeah.
We just got into Culture Cannabis. We really love them. We're with all the Catalyst shops.
All good friends of ours.
We've got a couple shops up in the valley. We're in like Canasilmar, Strain, Lemonade. We're hitting Pacoima. And then, of course, in the IE as well. So we're really kind of spread out. The only area that we haven't really gone into just yet that we really want to is, of course, the Bay Area. And then we are also in Nevada. So we
multi-state operators.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
That's right. I did see that on the website. Nevada. You have the two things. You can click California and we click California. Thank you. Huh?
It was the Planet 13 in Nevada, right? You guys
we did initially launch, yes, the Planet 13 in Nevada. And then we actually kind of took a hiatus in Vegas last year. And we're actually just now relaunching again. In Las Vegas, just in time for EDC. So you're going to see Rainbow back in stores. We're going to be at all the Thrive locations,
nice.
The cookie shops, as well as Wallflower.
Nice. That's awesome. So let's talk about some of the actual products you guys have. What's your favorite product? after this break. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back.
Follow Blue at One Christopher Wright. Follow Joe Grande at Joe Grande 52.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
I don't know if you're looking for better health care at a better cost, folks, but it never hurts to look, right? If you want to save a little money, then check out our folks at Rising Tide Benefits. Now, Rising Tide Benefits is a benefits platform for independent workers and companies that empower them. I don't know if you guys knew this, but 30 million people don't even have insurance at all. This impacts a lot of people's lives out there and livelihoods. So do yourself a favor if you're looking for better costs for insurance for yourself, or you got a company that needs to put down some for the people, check out Rising Tide Benefits at risingtidebenefits.com and say hello to our girl, Kat Dara, over there. Elaine Sung, Director of Marketing and Operations at Rainbow World. And it's just so cool to have you here with us. And of course, our very own DJ Amy Misfits brought you here and brought this all to our attention. But your brand is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it looks it's everywhere and this and that. And I can't wait to hear Blue's question. What is your favorite product that you guys are having?
Ooh, it's tough because I am naturally a flower girl, but I do have to say I absolutely love our vapes. It is a disposable distillate vape made with live terpenes. I'm not just saying this because Rainbow is who I work for, but I truly believe like it is the best disposable vape out there. You guys will try it. To date, since we've launched, we haven't received a single complaint from any of our shops.
Good for you.
I think we've put a lot of focus into the R&D, making sure that the taste is correct, the hit is right. There's no issues with the hardware. It's something that I bring with me everywhere. I always have it, even when I'm traveling.
Can I open one?
Of course. That's actually our special limited edition one that we did with DJ Slushy.
Nice.
Oh, really? That's what's so cool about DJ Slushy. What you guys, these collaborations are crazy.
What up, DJ Slushy? Let me hit this for you.
Yes. And this one is called Sapient Dream, which was his new music project and album, if I'm not mistaken. That was the name of it. And so
it's really good.
We did that. And yeah. And actually how this came about, it was really awesome. It just happened organically. He is good friends with someone else on my team, and they always play Fortnite together. And my coworker Christian would always be bringing over Rainbow, and he was like, I love your guys' vapes. And he was like, I would love to like do one with you guys. And we were like, of course, let's do it. Yeah. And so
how cool is that for you to have a brand like that? And not only that, Fortnite is such a big game. I mean, Connor's a gamer like that. Connor is not only Fortnite. What are your other games that you play, Connor?
I play just way too fucking many. I could give you a laundry list of shit.
Pocket pool.
How late were we texting each other last night? Like 3:30, 2 in the morning.
Was that a FaceTime or is that a text?
We were chirping over text. I was playing fucking Fallout, a video game. So
yeah. So my point is, I get the video game. We have around here
when you're going to yourself right now because the
hello.
You're not even on.
Oh yeah, the camera's covered. It's covered. The lens is covered.
You guys are the greatest.
Nah, battery died. Cooked.
Oh, that's awesome. Rookie hour. Love it. Elaine, this company, it smells good. I can't wait to see what else. You got pre-rolls too? Is that
yes,
what we see?
These I brought you guys actually. These are custom pre-rolls that we just did 2 weeks ago for the singles release with Side Piece and Disco Lines. It's called Give It To Me Good. So this was the custom pre-roll that we made for them. And then I also have the full gram of the Disco Dope. We just did a rerun of it. We first launched it with Disco Lines last February when we did our vape launch. And he was our featured artist. And then he was also doing his singles release as well. So
you guys are attaching them to artists as they're building their brands and their recognition too, so that it helps come into the industry with you know, somebody that can relate to the actual product.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then how are you guys formulating each individual, like just with that person? You're kind of like, hey, what kind of high do you like? Or, you know, and then formulating it for that person, or like you said, for the album, that was like, you know, experiential. I like that.
I think we take a lot of pride in the fact that we want everything to be organic. At the same time, we want the artist to always feel as though they're in full control. So we're never telling them, hey, we need you guys to do X, Y, and Z. We just come and we have it open and be like, what do you like? Do you like flower? Do you like pre-rolls? Do you want to vape? And then we go from there. Okay, what types? You know, are you an only indica person, sativa? And then we just kind of keep going down through that process. And so it's really collaborative.
That's awesome.
That's so fun.
I really like their website too and everything. You just go from back and forth to, you know, different Nevada or California and find out where it's at and literally seeing exactly what you guys have in each state. The website is very friendly, user friendly,
informative.
Oh, thank you. I don't like the website, but I'm so glad you said that.
Well, I mean, how about this? I was able to see
okay, that's
California,
good. It's functional.
Nevada. Here's the flower.
We're working on
here's the pre-rolls. I mean, I can see what you have.
Yeah,
you
it's not overstimulating, Joe's and I appreciate
though.
That.
Joe is old though.
You get it, Connor, right?
We
you
made
like
it simple.
It.
Yes,
it's very sleek.
Is it? Look at this thing. It's so sleek, though. It's just so simple. Look, even Blue will be able to use it. This is how good it is. If Blue can do
I'm
what?
Confused.
Look, you see, oh, he's already confused. But my point is, if Blue can do it.
Can you purchase this right here?
Well, no, you got to put in your zip code to find out where it's coming around you.
Okay.
You can put in your zip code and then it'll pull up like the nearest dispensary. We unfortunately don't have D2C.
But it'll be a delivery
at the moment. Yeah.
It'll dispatch to somebody eventually. And
that's
then,
correct. Yeah. Or your neighboring dispensary.
Does it already do that?
We have a connection actually through a Proper High. So that's how it'll
proper
be able
high
to,
does that?
To locate. Yeah. Where Rainbow is closest to you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's good. Well, let's take a break and come back. And I want to ask you what kind of events you guys got coming up. And not only that, Elaine, where you come from? I mean, you know, you got this big director of marketing and operations for Rainbow World. I mean, you look like you're about 21.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
thank
geez.
You so much.
How the hell does a girl that's 21
I'm
become
gonna
the director?
I'm going to buy you guys all dinner.
I just want a shot.
Hey, you said it. We're going to come back. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Rainbow World's in the building, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
You want to hear your name shouted out live on the show? Call us anytime, 1-800-420-1980, and leave us a voicemail.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Now back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe, Cannabis Talk 101.
I don't know if you're ready to make your own edibles, folks, but Truffly Made offers the highest quality and most affordable tabletop candy depositories and silicone molds in the market. Now, it's made in Germany, developed by candy makers for candy makers, and Truffly Made can help you with recipe services such as developing or even adjusting the recipes, custom silicone molds, and they can come to your facility and hook you up like a blanket, baby, nice and tight. That. And how and why they come to your home, commercial, whatever you want to do. It can make over 10,000 pieces of candy per hour. It's a lot of candy right there. Order yours today on the website, trufflymade.com, or call them direct, 619-500-3102. Elaine Sung, the Director of Marketing and Operations at Rainbow World. It is phenomenal that a 21-year-old has such a huge title. And, you know, seeing you and talking to you, working in the cannabis industry, where do you come from and how do you get this gig like that?
First off, thank you. Forever 21, right? won't reveal my age. Interestingly enough, so I got into cannabis, I want to say later in life. I had, of course, tried it early on. But came back into my life, interestingly, when I was living in New York. Although I am a California native. So my journey kind of started there. Long story short, hope it's okay I can say
Please,
this, but you know, you? Came from the trap. And
Let's
I think
you family, huh? You family.
You know, and I feel like for a lot of people in the cannabis industry, like if you didn't come from the trap and you're not from the streets, not saying that you don't have those creds, but I think you lack that holistic understanding of
who you
of
are.
The industry. Yeah, and
people
and also like,
oh,
like
how do we
place.
Know you? Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, you're that dude. Oh,
so what area of California are you from?
I'm from Orange County.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I was in a little bubble. I grew up like with a lot of white people. So I finally kind of tap back into my Asian culture, I would say, like in my college years. But, you know, proud to be from OC. It's safe. It's beautiful. I actually live there now. And it's so funny. Growing up, I always said, like, I'm never going to live in OC. You know, I'm going to go somewhere
place.
Far away. Now that I'm older, I'm like,
don't go anywhere.
This is so nice.
I don't want to leave it ever in my life.
Yeah.
I hope I don't have to go anywhere else.
Exactly. That's my point, too.
It's like,
no, dude,
I
don't know if you've seen that in California, like 6 of the 10 safest cities in California are Orange County.
Of course.
And that's
real.
Actually why I grew up there. My parents first immigrated to the South Bay. So they're from Torrance and Hawthorne.
Tough
and show. Then my grandparents owned like a 24-hour photo shop in front of the Compton Courthouse. So my roots are from the hood. and then when my mom got pregnant with my brother, that's when she was like, okay, like we're gonna get out of here. So I grew up in Brea, which at the time was
Great
considered the safest city in all of California.
Yeah.
I think now it's Irvine.
Yeah.
It actually is. You're right. Because we're here in Lake Forest and we're like, and Lake Forest is within the list too. We're like, yes.
Yeah.
Well, because
it's great.
It's like 9 o'clock. Everybody's out.
Everybody,
and they don't have no restaurants open, dog.
You're
like,
at home.
Got to go to dinner by what? 4:30.
Yeah. That's like the big boys do.
If you ain't eating dinner at 4:30 in Irvine and you're going to the Spectrum, dog, I just got kicked out of the Spectrum the other night. I was at the Spectrum. Swear to God.
Why?
Swear to God.
Let's talk about it, Joe.
I'm at the Spectrum. I go eat dinner with my boy and a couple of business dinner. And then after, we went to Little Sister, little Asian spot there. Then we go to the parking lot, pulled out our chairs and smoked some cigars.
Yeah.
And they said, no loitering in the parking lot.
Get out of here, no smoking cigars.
You guys pulled some chairs up in the
in our handicap. Line? Yeah, the handicap park.
Like don't get me wrong,
I was a little out of line, but you know, hey, what's wrong with America if I can't sit in Orange County and, you know, come on. It's Irvine, the parking lot.
Oh, this
I mean, I'm not mad at them. Don't get me wrong. They were doing their job. But I mean, I said, what's loitering? I'm smoking a cigar, man. I just had dinner here. I want to hang out with my buddy and my friends right now. Can't we just congregate right here?
It's a little awkward spot, but okay. You know, if I had to like throw the dice, I'd be like, yeah, what the hell is this guy doing at the mall in the parking lot in some chairs?
How about this? I said,
having
check
a
the
cigar.
Car.
Like,
did he have the chairs?
He sounded like you were loitering. Yeah, that's all. Like,
yeah.
Where did you get those chairs?
Oh, we had, no. Well, I took one from the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
My boy had two, so, you know, we posted up.
Did you have a radio out listening to the game, too?
Oh, they had to have, yeah, they were for sure.
My car has the TVs in it. I just had a plane and pop the trunk up.
You're like, go home to your wife, bro.
Hey, sometimes when you get to hang out with your boys like that, it's my boy Steve, the big guy with the smoke cigars, and his brothers in town. Anyhow,
you're still in the show.
Let's do
right
the
now.
High five, you guys. Elaine, I like what you're doing over there. What's some of the big events that we got going on that you guys are sponsoring and doing that people should come around? Not only EDC, of course, but what else can people go to find your cannabis?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, there's so many. Through our partnership with Insomniac, we are at every single one of the festivals. Not sure if you guys are familiar, but, you know, Insomniac in California alone, I would say we do 8 major festivals. So we've already had Beyond Wonderland, and then we've got EDC coming up next weekend, which is our crown jewel, our baby. Following after that, we're going to be at Day Trip, which happens at the Queen Mary in Long Beach.
Nice.
And then we've also got Hard That's Summer, us. Which is going to be a great one. And then we've got like the OG ones, which is Nocturnal Wonderland that's happening in September. Then we've got Escape for Halloween, and then we have Countdown. So
New Year's Eve Countdown.
Yeah, we're at all of them. And, you know, we love being able to see all the headliners. By the way, headliners is a term that Insomniac uses for all the festival attendees because they are the most important people.
I love that.
So, yeah, we absolutely love interacting with them, having them come up to our activation, recognizing us. And, you know, that's also how I got connected to Amy because she knew the brand and I was so, so happy.
Yeah, I was there at that first EDC where you launched 2021 because of like after COVID.
Because of the activation.
Like
oh, my
yeah.
God.
I walked into Planet 13 and I saw like how Joe was talking about the RNBW. I was like, is it RNBW? Rainbow. That's what it is. And then I asked them what was going on. They told me the rundown. And then right when I walked in EDC, saw the hand with the joy and, you know, it was a wrap. Yeah.
And it's That's funny awesome. Because, you know, Amy goes by DJ Misfits and she's, you know, traveled the Netherlands and seen you on a podcast and you're mixing here, mixing there. How hard is it for people to really get it to get to that stage? Like, I got a buddy, I don't know if you know, a guy named Greg Lopez. He's DJed a little bit at EDC. And it's like the DJs that get there, like you guys get these big names from London, huge. Japan, and then you get the local ones that are like, you never even knew that, like, oh, this guy's popping hard in Chicago or Colorado. And you're just like, whoa, like, who's the people that's out there searching for these guys?
I mean,
our girls,
Insomniac does have a team, but I think at the same time, you know, the founder of Insomniac, Pasquale Rotella, you know, he came from really humble beginnings, started out in the underground rave scene in the 90s. I don't know if you were at some of his
parties,
rave.
Of course. I've met him before and I'm very familiar with him. Yeah.
Yeah. And brilliant guy. He's amazing. And I think because he's really been the trailblazer of being able to bring underground raves to mainstream. I feel as though, yes, at the same time, there is a team that's always searching for new talent. But there's also, I feel, all the DJs out there and artists, they know and recognize Insomniac. They also recognize what Pasquale has done.
Yeah,
and so at the same time, it's almost like if you're an aspiring DJ, you know, it's the ultimate goal.
You're looking to get a hold of him, too.
Yeah.
They're basically, you know, reaching out to them. Like, yo, check us out.
I mean, everyone's
hitting
right
now. Yeah. I'm hitting right now. And then they have to funnel through it and go, who's really hitting?
Here's my demo. Here's my one sheet. Check
me out.
Well,
no, exactly. Yeah. And here's my followers and here's where I'm popping.
Please listen to my demo.
Look at the clubs I'm at. I mean, I think it's huge. Crazy. Yeah.
Shout out to you guys' whole team. I mean, what you guys have done is iconic in the world, period. I mean, if you look at it, it's in the world. You know, it's not, and you're part of a team that is doing something that is absolutely, you know, next level and unrealistic. And I think, you know, it's important for people to be very unrealistic on their dreams and their visions and their goals. And that's the team that you're on. So you should be proud of that.
You know? Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we truly take pride, especially in our partnership with Insomniac, because, you know, I feel like being able to partner with them has really allowed us to bridge the two worlds of music and cannabis. And through the collaborations that we're able to do, you know, I feel like it truly signifies the synergies between the two industries. At the same time, we are creating unique opportunities for artists, for creators, for enthusiasts, you name it, to come together and just, you know, share in their passions for music and weed.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Well, yeah, you guys are definitely merging the gap between electronic dance music and cannabis culture with Rainbow World. Check them out online. Rainbow.world is the website. Rainbow_world is on IG.
That's RNBW.
Hello, and check out this cannabis brand, because I'll tell you right now, I think this brand's going to go global before, like, the brand is global. I mean,
that's the goal. Yeah.
I mean, everyone's going to know Rainbow World cannabis and never going to be able to get it, but they're going to know of it.
They'll know it.
Exactly. I think it's great what you guys are doing it. Because this marriage between you and Insomniac. Kudos to the everyone owners involved. Of Rainbow World, because you guys got in a lane that is woo-woo. Exactly. Question number one, Elaine. I know you said you started young, but how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where did you get it from?
I first smoked cannabis when I was 17. I should have been 16. I'm a year older than everyone in my grade. From my very first boyfriend, he was a huge pothead. And tried it with him first, and then I really liked it. And so at night I would sneak out, and I didn't have a pipe or anything. I didn't know how to roll, so I did the old like apple trick. So it was like super funny because I naturally really like apples. But I remember there was like a month where my mom was like, "You're eating so many apples." Like, she's like, what is going on?
Yeah, why are you eating so many apples? But and you're like, just throwing them out.
I did been going to church a lot, Mom, and I just, I don't know. There's something about what they're reading to me. I don't know.
That's funny.
Did she catch you?
Eventually?
No, they never caught me, but it was fun because I would smoke, and then I would kind of like bite around the outside, and then I would toss it. And so they never looked through the trash, but she was like, are you going through something? Because you've gone through all the apples already. That's and just bought funny. Them.
Amy, you get to answer next. Same question. DJ Misfits in the building.
How old were you the first time you smoked?
I was like 14. My mom definitely did bust me. She found the apple, and she was like, I found
you were using apple too.
Yeah, and she's like, I found your rotten apple. Would you like to explain yourself? And I was like, well, I found the weed from you, Mom.
Oh my God, I learned it from watching special line.
Yeah, and then so that changed the conversation, but I thought I was gonna get less trouble. I got more trouble with that comeback. Oh, yeah. So you're going through my purse.
You know what else you're going to learn from me? You little smart ass.
To learn the real business now. That's so great. Question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis?
Like I said before, I'm a flower girl, but I would have to say joints. I'm not good at rolling them, but my husband is absolutely exceptional. So the joints that he rolls, those are my favorite.
Nice.
It's good to have a husband that rolls nice joints for you.
Shout out to the hubby.
That's a good, you know what I mean? Like, babe, you got a nice one. Oh, yeah, babe, I got you.
He's like, I got you. He's like, there's already one rolled. He's got one rolled. He'll have one rolled for you when he gets home.
I don't know why I like that. What about you?
I'm a dabber. I like to smoke rosin, but I also like hash holes. And it's funny because my husband also rolls for me too. So I'm like, you make my hash holes, I'll make dinner, right? Trade off, you know?
It's a great trade off. I like your husband too. He's a very cool guy. Every time I see him, he's a cool dude.
Thanks.
Really like that guy. Question number three of the high five. Craziest place you ever used or smoked cannabis? I mean, you're definitely on top of one of those Ferris wheels at an EDC concert. That's for sure. But I mean, what's for you?
Am I allowed Elaine? To say
anything?
This?
You can say you want.
I've definitely consumed in many countries that do not allow cannabis. Probably craziest though, I did get to go on the helicopter last year for EDC, so hitting the rainbow vape, that was very fun.
That
would be so cool. You know, like doing that EDC in the helicopter. When you just said that. That's like a silly thing I would want to do. Yeah. Like, I have a lot of things I've done that are
You've
really
done the
cool.
Vegas one, right?
No, but I've never done it for EDC, though. The concert, to go fly over all the people. You just see it on TV and the thing, and it just looks dope. I want to see that in a helicopter.
I highly recommend it. It's honestly worth it. I was lucky enough that we did it through a partner sponsorship. I can't afford it. Yeah, but that's expensive. It was incredible. Yeah.
That would be a good, that's a good, crazy experience. What about you, Amy?
I'm a rule breaker. So I'm going to say the airport in Hawaii, but that was an accident. I didn't really realize, like, I was still smoking a joint, just like it's a habit, you know? And I was like, oh shit, we're kind of like in the middle of like this airport. But I was like, but it's an outdoor airport.
It so is.
Like,
yeah, I know exactly. Yeah.
I was like, they're not really going to notice. It's fine.
But you could have.
But yeah, it, you know, it could have went really the other way. And also on a cruise ship, probably too, I would say. Yeah, because you're not supposed to bring anything like that. Mm. And I was like, oh, I'm in the middle of the ocean. This is so cool.
I don't know. I'm in Russia.
Yeah. Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Oof. Easy. It's the extra hot Cheetos. Has to be the extra ones. I'm all about the spice. Can't do the regular. It's like my go-to thing, especially after like a stressful week or stressful day. I've got the big bag next to me, and that's always my go-to.
Extra hot, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of love chips like that. And you're all skinny too. You just eat a bunch. Show off. I'm all jealous right now.
Show off.
Staring at him like, oh. I hate when people say I eat chips like that because I eat like four and I just gained like 6 pounds.
Yeah, four just chips. Look at them.
Yeah. And that's just lick the salt in my finger and the salt just starts to swell up.
Well, you're a bigger guy, Joe.
But you thank you for saying that. That's code for fat fuck. Go ahead there. Shut
up, Joe. Honestly, I'm going to say it's a fortune cookie because you get like a little fact. And honestly, I like to think of myself like that. You know, Asian American, you just got something smart to say.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, so right. Well,
here's
fun
my
fact.
Fun fact about Asian, those cookies. I learned this early on, and I like to teach this to everyone. Every time you get a fortune cookie, at the end of it, you add in the bedroom.
Oh.
So every game time changer, you read it,
we had some right now.
You're going to add to the end in the bedroom.
Okay.
Right? You like that? Question number five of the high five. Watch this. Hear me now, believe me later, folks. You're going to do this because I do it every fucking time now. Every time I get one, I do it, and it makes me smile, and sometimes I share it with people. Sometimes I don't. I don't when I'm with my kids and wife, but when I'm with friends, I go, hey, add this at the end. So anyhow, question number five. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone,
dead or alive,
who would it be and why?
Oh, that's hard. There's so many people I love to smoke weed with. Jack Nicholson's still alive.
Jack Nicholson.
He's my favorite. But
what movie, though? Like, I mean, Jack's great. I mean, who knows?
Batman, or was it Batman?
No.
The Shining. The Shining is a good one. Jack Nicholson but I think if I really had to choose one Lakers, person. Jack? I'm a Lakers fan too.
You get court. He's courtside at the Lakers. Jack, come on.
I would have to say probably one of my idols, which is Edith Piaf. I don't know if a lot of people know
who's that.
She's a French singer. I really admired her because she died quite young. I want to say she was in her like almost maybe late 40s. But when I look at her life, she was someone that got to experience, you know, poverty to becoming famous, to experiencing love and death, like all within the time that she was alive, which wasn't very long. And her message was always to choose love.
Wow.
And so I would love to, one, hear her sing live. You guys might actually recognize her song if you guys ever watched Inception.
Yeah.
The song that plays, you know, for them to get back to reality.
Yes.
That's Edith Piaf.
Yes, when they're sitting there by the train tracks and all the different spots.
So that's her. That's her.
That's a great movie,
bro. I don't know it.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I don't know the song. I don't know the song.
You don't know the show?
I don't know the song.
The movie? I'm sorry, the movie?
I'm so clueless of it. I mean, I have no clue of what you're going
to
talk about.
Oh, man, it was... You have to see it.
Like in my head, I'm going, ain't nothing but Tutti Frutti. Get on the floor.
Was on it right now and pulled it up. But
that'd be nice.
But he was sleeping.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Connor. Oh, it's right there. There it is. Oh, there she is.
Yes.
That's her?
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
I wanted to see the Inception.
She looks like a star I know. She looks like Annie or like Annie grown up or something.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
that
random.
Hers.
Okay.
It's random. I know. I know it's random.
I want to hear who she is, though.
I want to hear her sing.
How about you, Amy?
Honestly, dead legend Tupac, but I would say alive, probably RZA from Wu-Tang. He's actually my favorite producer. Even though I am EDM, I just think he's a visionary and I would love to smoke and pick his brain.
You know what's crazy is we almost did their party here.
Yeah, yeah, they're Frankina launched, was telling
new,
me about that.
Yeah, the new
you know what's crazy? I just emailed somebody last night from the, like I was just emailing somebody last night.
Rick won the
Chef Raekwon. Is that who I emailed? Raekwon? I have, I'm trying to get Raekwon on, and I was emailing him yesterday. I CC'd all these guys. I'm like, oh, just
go. Well, if you guys
late.
Are watching.
Yeah, well, yeah. We are. I think we're going to get them on soon, actually. Yeah, we'll get them. Don't get them on, because we've never did so many connections. We were on a Zoom call with them.
Yeah, remember? Not too long ago. Yeah. Just the other day. So anything that we left out before we let you get on out of here that you want to bring up about the Rainbow you know, product here?
Rainbow, I think you guys covered most of it, but I would like to say we did just launch with 4 new vape strains. They're very fun and delicious. I brought it for you guys. We've got Orchata, we've got Pound Cake, Fruity Pebbles, and Apple Jacks. Kind of going down memory lane of being a child and having your favorite cereal and all your good
right?
snacks.
And I smiled at everyone you said. Perfect. Right? Everything she said, I smiled.
This one tastes amazing, to be honest. My first impression of it, you know, and I've been fortunate to be able to taste a lot of products in this space, you know. It hit really well. The hardware is nice.
Yeah.
And the flavor, I don't know what the flavor of this one was. It's this one
right
here.
That one, the underling strain, is a grape goblin. So yeah. You're probably getting that grape flavor.
Oh,
right,
it just, it was, you know what I mean? Like, it was just all there. You know what I'm saying? It was nice. So thank you for that. And I look forward to seeing it in the, you know, in the market more.
And hanging out with you guys and doing events. I mean, I'd love to see Rainbow here.
Yes,
yes. Let's put something together and Amy,
we'll bring
start
it.
DJing.
Oh, yeah.
We won't let Joe come out.
I'll come out before. I leave at 9.
Well, there it is, guys. It's RNBW.world.
And I do also want to say Rainbow does have an art car. We are at the Meta Phoenix art car on Sunday. Please be sure to come. We have our special guest, Blake Weber, that's going to be DJing, and we're going to have a lot of fun surprises and goodies there.
And if you guys ever go to these places such as Nocturnal Wonderland, Escape Halloween, Countdown, Beyond Wonderland, EDC, which is Electric Daisy Carnival,
yeah.
And if you ever see DJ Misfits, a.k.a. our very own Amy, or our very own Headlights on Erica, our Double Tap Jenna, our What You Need Double D, make sure you say what's up to our crew, because you know they're out there hanging out.
They are out there, tough guys.
They are. They
well, there
they
it
are.
Is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and remember this, if no one else loves you,
we do.
Follow Cannabis Talk 101 on all social media at Cannabis Talk 101.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.